Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It is Dukes and Bell. We are live on Radio Row, guys, getting ready for Army Navy. A lot of fun here in Washington, D.C. Coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to grab, I think, and I say this because we're looking at him and he's getting ready to walk over here. I think we're going to grab Joe Theismann here in a minute.
One of my favorite guests, because he's always a blast. You know, one of those guys we always joke around about, people with big egos, but he knows he has one. And he's always fun, and he's entertaining, and he gets it. And he's always great radio. So the last time we had Joe on, I think, was at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
A couple years back.
Yeah. And by the way, he knows what he's talking about, too. I'm curious to know what he thinks about this new regime with the Commanders and all that's going on, because he's still very connected, obviously, here with this team. When you talk about the Washington football team or the Commanders or what was the Redskins when he was there, Mike, he's all about it. So we'll grab him. And also, we're going to talk with one of college football's best. I think she does an amazing job. Nicole Arbach is going to join us coming up here.
Right.
And we're going to get a chance, I've heard, and we're going to get a chance to talk to Miss USA.
That's a Big Ten for good buddy. Who, by the way, I mentioned as you were corralling Hugh last segment.
Yeah.
She attended West Point.
Incredible.
So she's a second. So that's like that's second lieutenant, Miss USA to you, Buster.
That's incredible, man. Yeah. So all of that is on the way here. We got a big show. Obviously, guys, we're talking about the Falcons. It was interesting. A lot of people hearing Hugh talk about his thoughts on Kirk Cousins and where the Falcons are, hitting us up on social media. Bottom line is, again, what I think he was saying is what Coach was saying, that this ain't broke. It feels that way because we've lost four games. But who gives you the best chance to win still right now in their career, where we are? It's not the rookie, as much as we want to see him. Not my words, but that's what he was saying.
Right,
right now, it is still Kirk Cousins with where we are in the season.
See, I'm looking at it from again, I'm not trying to be like sports talk, as we said earlier, sparking the sportscaster nonsense. But it's just, who gives you a best chance? Okay, a guy that can move in the pocket. A guy that can put the ball where it needs to go. Now, I don't know, can Penix do that in a real game on a Sunday? You know, I'm not sure. I think I'd like to see it, because I think what I'm getting from Kirk Cousins is not exactly, you know, getting the job done.
Sure.
I mean, we know it's not getting the job done. We're failing right now. We're not winning. We're not scoring touchdowns. We're not throwing for touchdowns. Things have gone south. So if you can't fix it, then you've got to start looking at other options. That's where I stand on this.
Yeah. And when you say fix it, though, like, we've only got 4 weeks.
Well, the thing that you and I were talking about off the air, it's funny. We talked with the bartenders last night. Was it Laredo?
Yeah.
Mexican joint at T-Gate. And it's like,
by the way, the food was good, man.
Dude.
And if you want to talk about somebody who knows Mexican food, that's
right,
me.
Carl's from Texas.
Well, I love it. It's one of my favorite cuisines. And like, Mikey was like, you know, he was like, I think you're going to like this. Because he was like, I think this is good, but I think you're going to like this. They brought the food. It was good, man.
Man, and good dudes. But I think it was Craig, I want to say, was the bartender. He goes, it's just so like the Falcons. This guy gives us stuff we haven't had since Matt Ryan in his prime, which, you know, I've said on the radio, the cover behind win against the Bucks, the cover behind win against the Eagles. It seems like years ago now. And then, you know, to be the offensive player of the week twice, and then to have it like it's like the Monstars have taken his skills. That's what it looks like. So it just, it's to me, it's the ultimate rug getting pulled out from under you for a Falcon fan, and I don't get it. The play action rate, we've talked about this at length last week. Just real quick, Mark Raimondi, our buddy from ESPN.com, just mentioned it again, that we're using the lowest amount of play action.
Makes no sense.
Which I don't get.
Makes no sense.
You know? And we're going to get Joe Theismann. He's rolling in. By the way, we have not had our next guest on since, like, we haven't seen this guy since, like, Super Bowl years ago. He is the Shell Answer Man for football, Joe Theismann. What's up, baby? And a great tipper when I worked at Sign of the Whale.
Hey, guys.
This guy gave me a C-note one time, like a glass of wine.
Well, I just love the fact he's a guy that wears those rings. Look at those big, fat rings.
Hell, yeah. He earned it.
He wears his, baby.
He earned it.
Look at my rings.
Yeah.
Joe Theismann, man, it's good to see you. Look good.
Thank you.
We just got to jump in here because we got a few minutes, and I know you're up against it. I'm curious to know what you think about the new regime here. Obviously, Dan Quinn, new ownership, and the quarterback, and Jayden Daniels, who started off. Everybody's like, holy crap.
Yeah.
Tell me what you think about what's going on here with this team.
I'm excited. Everything is new. Ownership, obviously. They took their time to figure out what they wanted, got the man they wanted in Dan. I think Dan and Adam Peters have done a terrific job putting this team together. It's been a wonderful blend of veterans, of guys that were here, and young people that they brought in, Jayden being one of them. Yeah, Jayden started out like a house on fire. And the reality of the game, you know, the Pittsburgh game, the Philly game, you know, the Dallas game, these were football games where the defenses played very, very well. He's still learning. I think what we got spoiled. We got you know, September and half of October spoiled the living daylights out of us with him. It's like, wow, look at this. He's got the answers. No, right. It's a process. Mm. And we're continuing to see him grow. I love a couple of things. He smiles. And you know what? He smiles a lot more than he did in the beginning of the year because I think he was just so focused on trying to play the position. And that's the other thing. He's committed to football. He loves football. I've spent time with him. I've visited with him. I enjoy watching him work. I think he plays the position with his head, not just his athleticism. Mm. You know, he's protecting himself. I've said this time and time again. The number one thing that you have to be able to do as a quarterback is keep yourself available to play in practice. That way you can get better. Anthony Richardson is a classic example. Whole year gone away.
Yep. Right.
Now he's trying to find his way. Bryce Young, you look at what he went through last year, that, you know, how much he got beat up and all that early on in the season, didn't really figure it out. Now it's starting to make sense. It takes time. You know, Tom Brady's been a buddy of mine for years. We talk about the process of learning. He said, hey, Joe, 20 years into the game, I'm still learning things at practice every day. My favorite saying of all sayings is, the day you stop learning is the day you stop living.
Right.
And that's what our position in particular is. It's a process of learning. And Jayden's done a great job.
Hail to the Redskins. Joe Theismann's with us, your guys, live in D.C. And we've got a situation with Kirk Cousins, who was, of course, in D.C. And we saw this guy be the NFC Offensive Player of the Week twice, Joe, and it's almost like his skill set has just disappeared. And we don't know if it's physical or it's mental. We got a young quarterback, a rookie in the wings, and they're not going to use him. How do we fix Kirk Cousins? I don't know what's
going
on.
There's only one way to fix Kirk is through Kirk. He'll, you know, the five interceptions, I watched that game. Or the four interceptions. I watched that game. Very uncharacteristic, extremely accurate, gets the ball out of his hands with great anticipation. I think that it was almost like he was staring down situations. And some guys made some great plays. I think one of the ones last week got tipped up against Minnesota. And so, you know, those you can't do anything about. All you do is hold your breath.
Right.
When a ball gets tipped, you go, and then you go, or you go, I mean, those are the two sounds you hear out of a quarterback when that happens. But I think this game is so critical for him to be able to break out of whatever slump he might be in. And everybody goes through difficult times. Yeah, Jayden, you know, you look at those three games, they were a struggle. Kirk has more of an expectation. And, you know, I know that Raheem's going to stay with him and he's going to continue to let him, you know, do the things that he needs to do. But remember this, because this is one of the last things I'll be able to share with you, is the quarterback position is the single most dependent position on the field. Mm. You depend on everyone to do their job well so that you have a chance to do yours. And it's going to take, if your quarterback is struggling, then the defense has got to figure out a way. Or special teams has got to figure out a way. We started our season in 1981 at 0-5. Dave Buss jumped on. We go to Chicago in the sixth game of the season. We recover a fumble. Our defense picks a ball off. We win the game, I don't know, 17-13, something like that. The rest of the year, we go 8-3. Then we go 12-1. Then we go 16-3. Then we go 11-5. What's going to be that little magic switch that gets Atlanta on the right track? That's right. Going to be the question.
All right, man.
That's a great point. Joe, before we let you go, you had the escapability, right, before we really started using these terms now that we use, right?
Yeah, run for your life.
Correct.
Is a better word.
Yeah, right? But you had that ability, and we always talk about guys like Josh and Lamar, and I don't know who's going to win the MVP, but I do want to get your opinion on it because it is the one element that they both have. Mahomes has it. He doesn't do it all the time, but when he does, it's a big play.
Yeah.
That element, I think, is one of the things that is not talked about enough. We know they got great arm strength and they can make all the throws, but it's those moments where they make a play. You made a lot of those plays in your career.
Yeah, what do you do when that moment comes?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Is it just me or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and rewatch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do when you break the huddle. What, you know, Patrick does a great job of keeping his eyes downfield. Josh doesn't look to run as much as he did in the past.
Yeah.
Lamar is struggling. I think he's struggling with holding back, taking off with the ball. It happened last year in the playoffs, and I see it to a degree this year. You know, okay, you got the king back there. Okay, now I've got to share it a little bit what's going on in Philadelphia. AB, right. He's not real thrilled. Saquon's doing fantastic. But, hey, all of your touches are targets I don't get.
That's right.
And so you want to win a championship, you put your ego on the shelf, man. Right. It don't matter if I get one or 10. Doesn't matter if I get six carries or not. In Lamar's case, I think Lamar has to go back being Lamar. I think he's trying to be what people want him to be. Stay in the pocket, move around, find somebody. Baloney, man.
Do
be
your thing.
You.
Right.
Yeah. Then Baltimore's going to have a chance to win. Right now, we have the same record as the Baltimore
That's
Ravens.
Right.
Everybody had the Ravens in the Super Bowl.
That's right.
Why not us?
Right.
Good stuff, Joe.
I know you got to roll.
Thanks, Joe.
Care. Appreciate you, brother.
Appreciate you. Thank you so
Joe
much.
Joe Theismann, guys, one you of bet. The best and greatest of all time here on the show. We got to take a quick break. We're going to come back. Alma Cooper is going to join us, Miss USA. She is a veteran as well as we tie this all in to Army-Navy. Oh, she's joining us right now.
Hello.
Hold on. let's spend a few minutes. Hold on.
We're going to call an audible.
Yeah. And,
we'll
and spend
that.
A few minutes with Alma. I didn't know she was waiting.
Yep.
Here
we go. Hello.
Hi. How are you?
We're doing great. How are you doing?
Excellent. I'm excellent.
Well, thank you for jumping on with this. A few minutes here. Miss USA. Congratulations, by the way.
Thanks so much. I really appreciate that.
So, like, what was going through your mind, honestly, as you know, going through this process and, like, obviously you're in a competition. You want to win it. That's a given. But, like, right. you actually do, right? You're like, holy... I just won this thing.
Oh, my goodness.
How has your life changed?
Wow. Well, I would say, you know, there have been a lot of changes. You know, sometimes people will recognize me at Starbucks, which is crazy. You know, okay. never thought that.
Right.
But, you know, in all seriousness, I would say one thing that has maintained consistent is what I learned at West Point, which is to be a leader of character and to allow character to be the foundation of my leadership, both as First Lieutenant Cooper and also as Miss USA. In the Army, there's the motto, be all you can be. And for me to have the opportunity to share that with the country as Miss USA and as First Lieutenant Cooper, I think is deeply humbling, but also incredibly meaningful to me because I truly believe to lead is to serve.
When did you know you were going to go to West Point?
Oh, my goodness. Well, my mom actually signed me up for a summer camp to go to the United States Military Academy. And so she, you know, showed me this letter coming out of the mail. And she said, take a look at it and tell me what you think. And so I said, okay, I'll go. And she's like, great, because I already paid the fee. So you have no choice. And before I knew it, you know, my mom, my dad, we all got in the car. I grew up in Michigan.
Right.
We drove to West Point, New York, and they dropped me off. And at the time, I was going into my senior year. Summertime after my junior year, and I called them after my first day, and they're like, well, what do you think? And I said, I love it. I don't want to go anywhere else.
Wow.
And that was, you know, one, the day that I really learned, you know, this is something that I want to do, but it was a day that I truly found what I think my passion is, and that's hopefully to be of service to others, whether wearing my uniform as First Lieutenant Cooper or right. in a crown as Miss USA.
Alma Cooper joining us, guys. She is Miss USA. She is obviously in the service here. We're getting ready for Army Navy. But what ultimately do you want to do? I mean, it's hard to say, all right, we all do this, right? In 10 years or 5 yeah. years. But like,
Run?
This opens yeah. up new doors for you,
for
right?
Sure.
But where do you see yourself as you progress and continue to move forward through life?
Well, I would say the one thing that has been incredibly, I'm incredibly grateful for from the Army is that there are over 200 career paths. For you to choose from in the Army. And so to know that I get the opportunity to share that and also know that in my service to my country, I hopefully get to inspire others to know that if you can see me, you can be me.
Yeah.
So whatever path I really choose in those 200 career paths and trying to, you know, fulfill the idea of be all you can be, I hope that people know that there's no limits that you face unless the ones that you accept.
Mike, she's good.
That's awesome.
She's good, Mike.
I think we may see her.
She's really good.
Might see her over.
I mean, I'm motivated
yeah.
right now. She got me. I'm locked in right now. What do you want me to do?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Run through a brick wall.
Yes,
yes,
what do you want me to do?
Ma'am, yes, ma'am.
She is.
Maybe we'll see you running the Pentagon. You know, I mean, or
yeah,
more.
Seriously.
Yeah,
they're
fantastic.
Unlimited. All right.
And you don't get to wear the sash when you wear your fatigues?
Oh, goodness. You know, sometimes I keep it in my purse, and it's whenever I see a little girl, and she's like, my mom told me you're Miss USA, you know, I bring it out, and I typically put it on them because
right.
it just puts such a big smile on their face. And I remember being a little girl and watching Miss USA
sure.
growing up and just thinking, wow,
right.
you know, that's incredible. And just seeing, you know, so many people be celebrated, diverse backgrounds, experiences, and get to do it as, you know, First Lieutenant Cooper, share with
right.
people that the Army is made up of so many incredible, unique people who at the end of the day just want to serve.
Right.
And in any way that they can, they'll do that.
Do you think that the obstacle course should be a part of the Miss USA competition?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I remember, hey, I would say one story I love love to tell my friends at Stanford. I'm a grad student at Stanford, and one thing I love to share is the indoor obstacle course test at West Point. It's this obstacle course test. It's indoors. You're running as fast as you can. You take it after, you know, you've been sweating about it all day in class, and you go and you take this test, and you're hoping that you pass. You're hoping you maybe get an A, but it's something that's so unique about the Academy that, honestly, I miss. I sometimes miss it. It's a great workout, too.
Well,
awesome.
Thanks for your time. Service. Yeah. Thank you for everything that you're doing. And thank you for, as you said, like the little girls, man, that are looking at you now and saying, I can do that. There is something, there's some powerful things to that. Thank you so much, Alma, for joining us.
Thank you so much, gentlemen.
And we look forward to seeing what happens with you as you move along.
For sure. Thank you. Have a good rest of your day.
You too. Alma Cooper, guys, Miss USA, obviously here for Army Navy. We got to take a quick break. We're going to come back. Coming up, we're going to have a chance to talk to Nicole Arbach. She's now with NBC Sports, their lead college football insider. She is amazing. We'll get her thoughts on the college football playoff, all that's going on, Georgia, and more as we broadcast live, guys, from Radio Row. It's Army Navy. We are inside of the Military Women's Memorial here, and it's a really cool thing. We've actually had tours, Mike. Well, you know, we're doing our thing, but there are actually people here who have come to see what this is all about. So there are just random people walking around, but they're probably looking at us like, what the hell are we doing?
You've got some veterans, again, from all the different military branches, men and women, making the tour because it's kind of what you do when you're in D.C. It's just one other thing you can add to the list of all the things to do here in the nation's capital. Some funny tweets. We don't say X. LV hits us up and he goes, y'all's posture for Joe Theismann versus Lieutenant Alma is just is just great. He noticed that we were kind of sitting back talking to Joe and we were more engaged talking to Miss USA.
Yes, we were. Yes, this is true. We absolutely were.
Yeah, well, he said there's a distinct difference in the body language.
But I wanted to make sure that, Mike, she knew we were paying attention to everything she was saying.
Exactly. And for those, I've got up a nice photo of her in her costume or her regalia for the contest at Mike Bell ATL. And put him up, C. Dukes. And, yeah, man, it's been a blast. So far, Ron Rivera is going to join us at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
And, of course, he's got a long history. If you don't know his childhood, his dad, obviously military. And we'll talk to him and get his take on, you know, what's going on with the, you know, the NFL. And I thought, Joe, you know, everybody's saying, you know, the only guy that can fix Kirk Cousins is freaking Kirk Cousins.
It is.
I mean, it is what it is.
No, it's true. You know, everybody, like, it's like a guy who has a broke jump shot, right? Everybody goes, oh, it's your form, it's your release.
Well, the guy that can't, he's got the yips with the putter.
Yeah, it's your top of your jump. No, you got to get in the gym and work it out yourself. You got to get on the greens and putt. Like, I do agree with that. What it is and why I've been saying I have no idea. I can't put my finger on it. I do not know what it is. But whatever it is, he's got to figure it out. And hopefully he does on Monday. I have this weird suspicion that not only are we going to win on Monday, but he is going to figure it out. And, Mike, there's nothing better, okay, for you to get right than playing a bad team. Seriously. Like, this, if it don't happen for you on Monday, you're playing a two-win Raider team that's won one game at home all season – it ain't happening. So the best thing for him is he is going to be thrust into a situation where they're not really good at anything. All three phases, guys, offense, defense, they don't have a quarterback. We can talk about all these things. I'm not telling you the Raiders won't show up, and it may not be a close game. What I am telling you is the overall play. We should not be talking about Tuesday, Cousins being the reason why we lost.
Coming up at the 5 o'clock hour, also Mike Mayock, who knows something about the Raiders and also knows something about the quarterback play. We'll get his take on Kirk Cousins. But, yeah, I mean – it's just kind of weird. If you had told me after that win down in Tampa, the win against the Cowboys, that all of a sudden we're going to be talking about, boy, I hope we can beat the Raiders and eke out like a win and maybe we'll run the ball 50 times. Yeah. You know, that's not where we're supposed to be living. You know, we didn't pay this guy $100 million guaranteed to be sitting there hoping that he could figure it out.
Well, you know what he did, though? And it's not his fault. We needed him to do it the night he did it. But when he threw for 500 yards, we said, we can do this every week.
Well, I mean, but it showed you he's capable of winning you the game. Now we can't even get this guy to give you the basics. You can't even get him to the level that Desmond Ridder provided. That's scary because we're tethered to this guy for at least two more years. We get the $45 million hit next year, drops down to $10 million the third year. But, I mean, yeah, I know guys are like, Mike, you had a bromance with this guy. I did. Told us everything we ever wanted to hear in an interview. He's awesome. And all of a sudden, the wheels fell off, and nobody knows how to fix it.
Yeah, well, listen, having a bromance because we like his sincerity and his authenticity.
And everyone talked about his leader and his leadership, too. I mean, all the intangibles
but
were there. Now nothing's working.
But that's different than winning and losing. That's different than what I'm cheering for and what I need on Sundays. There are a lot of guys that I feel that way about in professional sports. But that don't mean that they're not winning or losing when they need to. Like that there's a different deal. You can feel good about a guy and respect who he is as a player and certainly as a person. But Kirk Cousins knows, Mike, he's not living up to it right now. He knows this. By the way, NFL Blitz brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com as we broadcast live here on Radio Row. Also, man, when we talk about this game, and again, there's so many people walking around. Just tell this quick story because we're going to take a quick break and then Nicole's going to stop by. You said, why is a guy walking by with like eight people around him and they got guns, right?
Secretary of Defense is here.
Correct.
So, yeah. And the Secretary of the Navy is here and the Secretary of the Army, and they get a security detail. Because I saw, you know, like, why are those guys standing with their arms crossed and they're not smiling? Oh, those guys have large caliber weapons.
Yes, they do.
And earpieces.
So it was like, Mike's like, he's tapping me, and I'm like, what? He's like, what are these guys doing? What's going on?
I was like,
so I'm looking at these guys, and you're right. They had that serious look on their face.
You've never been served papers by a sheriff's department, you know, on the air like I have, Carl. I always get nervous when I see law enforcement around me. I'm always curious what's going to happen.
You get nervous. You forget who you're talking to. You get nervous. Come on. But it is cool.
I've always, I've got a lot of familiarity behind the wheel with law enforcement.
No, I hear you. Yeah. That is true. But, that, I mean, come on, man.
Oh, man.
But that is the kind of vibe that's going on.
Right. It's just a lot. It's very cool. There's a lot of who's who, you know, in the Defense Department. Everybody's making the rounds in the Army, Navy. It's just, it brings out a lot of celebs, and it's cool seeing, like, guys like Joe Theismann, who I always get a kick out of. We only had a short window because he had to go do some TV. But always entertaining. And
he is, man.
Like I said, he gets it. He totally gets it. So, yeah, we'll talk
to him. And by the way, underrated. Mike, he was really good.
He had probably two or three more good years. He'll tell you he had five before the Lawrence Taylor turned his leg into a pencil sharpener. But, you know, it is what it is. I'll never forget where I was watching that.
I don't ever want to see that.
Oh, my God. Me and Richie LaRocque at Mulcahy's and Walter, like, what? Oh, my God, happened?
That did change TV.
Yes.
Only because now we are aware, and producers, they won't show these kinds of injuries.
Like, no.
They happen. And unless you catch it real time, but for those who are old enough, you remember, they kept showing the thigh
over
injury.
And over.
It was brutal.
Right.
It was brutal.
Let's take one more look, Frank. Yeah, it was. I don't think he's coming back from that. Yeah, and so that wasn't good. But Joe is one of those guys, and we didn't get a chance to talk about. I always busted chops about how much money I lost on that second Super Bowl when the Raiders whipped him. Remember down in Tampa?
Yeah, that's right.
He throws the pick. They're going in for like a 2-score lead. He throws the pick six, and then Marcus Allen has that incredible night. But Joe is such a good dude. He's always a lot of fun. And coming up, man, Ron Rivera. We're going to talk to Mike Mayock. You mentioned Nicole Orbach's on the way as well. And if you miss Big Hugh, we're likely going to replay that. Hugh is in typical Hugh fashion. Was just killing it. You'll hear that in the 6 o'clock hour, too.
All right, man. We got a lot to get to. Stay right there. It's a fun Friday here on the show. It's Dukes and Bell live in Washington, D.C. It's Army Navy. Joining us right now is one of the best college football insiders, I think, in the business, Nicole Orbach. She also covers college basketball for NBC Sports. Big announcement. How long has it been? 4 or 6 months? How long ago was that announcement for you?
August.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. So right before football season.
Yeah. And it hit and everybody was like, what? Because you know how people freak out. She's leaving. But she is here with us at Army Navy Media Row. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Let's jump into this college football playoff thing because, Nicole, and I know you've been all over it. We saw Georgia beat Texas in the SEC championship game. They beat them twice. Everybody argued, you know, Clemson and SMU and all this stuff. But I want to get your opinion on Georgia because we spent a lot of time, obviously, being in Atlanta and in Georgia talking about the Dogs. But, you know, you get the sense like, okay, they're really good at times.
Yeah.
And then at other times, it's like, what's going on?
It is so frustrating how inconsistent they were this season. And it felt like it didn't carry over week to week. Except during the rough stretch when Carson Beck was throwing a lot of interceptions over and over. The bottom of the peaks and valleys. But them at their best, clearly good enough to win a national championship. But it's hard to know what you're going to get. And also, you know, like the defense against Texas looked different than it did against everybody else, right? Where you're like, oh, this is a Georgia defense. This
some of the guys are healthier, too. Michael
That's
Williams,
true.
That was
yes.
part of it.
But for sure. But you're like, oh, well, why does it look easy now against this team and look harder against others? So, you know, obviously you do have a chance to get a little bit healthier, although we still don't know about Carson Beck. So that, right? Like, he's still it's TBD, true. Right?
We kind of think it's going to be Gunnar Stockton. Yeah.
Yeah. You think it will be?
That's
or
what
you
we're
should
hearing.
Be.
That way.
Yeah. Well, when you say you don't have an indefinite timeline, that does not inspire a lot of, like, okay, we got 2 weeks from now, you're going to be able to play. but again, like, Carson Beck wasn't playing all that well this year. So, like, you know, I don't know, you know, how much of a difference. The question with them has been, and this is why it was really hard to fill out a bracket, what do you do about the inconsistency?
Right.
You know, I picked Notre Dame to beat them. And I hope that is the matchup we get. By the way, I mean,
you've got Notre Dame beating Indiana.
I've got, yes, I do. Okay. I'm going to be at that game.
Okay.
Right. Forecast for some light snow, which I'm excited about. I want like the scene.
It's such a lovely drive from Chicago to South Bend this time of year.
Well, yes, but no, I did want drivable. That's why I was, as soon as I was like, oh, Notre Dame could host. Like yeah. I could do one game, one round right. on the road. I'll take it. But also, like, you know, it's a huge deal, and right. you know the resale market is reflecting how excited people are for that one, but. I do think that that could be a fascinating game with Georgia, right? When you talk about the amount of talent on the field and the fact that Notre Dame, elite defensively and great run game, but we don't know about the passing game. So if they go down like 14-0 to Georgia, what happens? Can they throw
Riley
back
Leonard
in the
bring
game?
You back?
Yeah, like we don't know. We don't know that answer. They might. Maybe we'll see it against Indiana. We'll see if they have to, you know, kind of back against the wall there. But that would be fascinating. And then again, yeah, who's a quarterback for Georgia? What does the offense look like? You know, are they going to make mistakes? Are they going to turn the ball over? So many questions. So I hope we get that game. But I do think that, you know, and again, I picked Notre Dame mostly just because of how dominant and consistent they've been. Some of my picks were based on consistency.
Sure.
Because there are a lot of inconsistent teams this season. Right. So you don't know who could lose to anyone.
Well, the depth. It's Nicole Arbeck with us, guys, from NBC. The depth issue now. It's like level the playing field.
Yeah,
nobody
100%.
Has, Kirby Smart doesn't have three guys that are five-star backing up everybody.
They still have better depth than most, though.
Right.
Which is why you could obviously talk yourself into them winning at all.
Correct. But if Beck, again, I just, Carl brought it up. Gunnar Stockton, of the 12 guys still playing quarterback, you have no idea what this guy can do. What about, is Dylan Gabriel the most consistent? Who's the best quarterback?
Yeah, he's the best quarterback in the bracket, I would say.
Are you as underwhelmed with Quinn Ewers as I am?
Yes. Expected more from him, especially the way that he started the year. Obviously, they were overmatched competition. But, man, against Georgia, he can't finish drives, first of all, but he also just makes mistakes. And I don't know why they approached Arch Manning the way that they did in those games. Let him throw it. Like, put him in. Like, give him some real time and some real opportunities. The way that they put the first time they played Georgia and they threw him in like deer in the headlights down big, that was shocking to me. And it was like, that's not a position to succeed for Arch. But now you've got some time. Maybe you can work more things in. Arch is definitely, I think, going to be a different offense, a different ceiling for this team. But I did expect more from Quinn Ewers this season. Obviously, he got hurt and he missed some time. But I think, and maybe it's unfair to say that he's been disappointing to some extent because our expectations for him are so high. He was supposed to be in the Heisman race. Like, he was supposed to be at that level. But that definitely has surprised me. But I do say Dylan Gabriel. I mean, he's been fantastic in Oregon's biggest games. Doesn't make mistakes against Penn State. Didn't make any mistakes against Ohio State or Boise, which now we could consider one of the biggest games on their schedule. So I trust him the most of all the quarterbacks in the bracket.
Nicole, were you as shocked as we were when we heard Belichick is really entertaining this idea of going to UNC?
100%.
Because we were like, come on, man, stop playing with people's emotions. And then we're like, what do you mean he took the job? Yesterday we played some of the sound bites. I know you heard them. Nicole does a show on Sirius Satellite Radio as well. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And it was awkward at times, right? We played a soundbite where, you know, he was asked, Bill, you know, are you going to go back to the NFL in a couple of years? And he's like, I'm here to stay. And everybody's like, yeah, he's here to stay.
And then, like, an hour later, the contract comes out.
Right.
Which
right.
is a weird contract. Never seen anything like that. So, first of all, it's basically 3 years guaranteed.
Okay.
But they're calling it a five-year contract. There was not, like, clarity on, like, who would decide if that continues onward.
Right.
But the idea that if Belichick were to leave in the next 6 months, he would owe UNC $10 million. Okay, sure. But then, I'm sorry, as of June 1st, it changes? So if an NFL team comes calling in August and there is a role for him, he could just never coach for North Carolina? Like, that's so weird and so strange. Obviously, he had a lot of leverage because they're like, oh, we could hire the greatest coach in NFL history. But that's so strange, and it does go against what he said in the press conference, which was, I didn't take this job to leave. I didn't come here to leave. Then why is the contract structured that way? And again, maybe it doesn't end up coming into play, or maybe he wants to give 1 or 2 years and then maybe see if someone will give him one last shot at the NFL. But I don't know. That was very weird to me. But in general, I mean, also shocked by it. I thought, you know, it comes out and you're like, is this real that they've met? then you're like, is this sending a message to someone? Is this like Belichick saying to the rest of the NFL, I want back, I need to coach,
right.
I'm serious about this? Or North Carolina saying, I'm serious about college football. Like, we want to, we're going to spend. We're willing to spend. We're willing to attract a big name. And then for it to actually happen, stunning.
Well, we had the experience in Atlanta where we feel that it's been documented. Bob Kraft gets on the horn with Arthur Blank, says, you don't want to go down this road. And everybody around Arthur Blank knew if they hire him, they're all going to get fired because it's Belichick's way or the highway. But I always felt that when this hiring cycle, there would still be an owner willing to roll the dice with him.
He must not have thought that, right? Yeah. Like, why else do you take this job? Except, obviously, you want to coach. You want to be labeled a coach. You want to be responsible for it. You want to be on sideline. You want to prepare games. And you don't think anyone in the NFL is going to give you that opportunity. But, I mean, there were a lot of people who were stunned that he didn't get one last cycle, right? They saw immediately there would still be an avenue for that. And that's what's interesting, because when that didn't happen last year, you had a bunch of people just talking about, like, is the way that he operates, does it work, you know, in this day and age? And now you're going to throw him in with college students. And, I mean, I think some of the coaches that I'm most impressed with this season are like the Dan Lannings and the Kenny Dillinghams, these younger guys who clearly it's like a two-way street with the players. And Kenny Dillingham's out here trying to get his guys who are going to transfer out new jobs. He's like hyping them up. Yeah. Bill Belichick is not going to do that.
No. Kirby, it's funny because Kirby had a corner, a safety to leave the program. Kirby's like, I got no use for him. Dillingham's like, he's a great kid. Someone's going to great
opportunity. Dillingham is tweeting him on. He's like, great team player, first one in, like blah, blah, blah. He's going to be a huge boost to someone. Dude, that's a different coach. That is a different coach. But that's kind of where the sport is moving more towards. Right. Not my way or the highway. And, like, exactly. Bill Belichick is not going to do that. Also, like, is he going to go on the road and recruit? We don't know. Maybe a little bit. Maybe he doesn't have to, right? Like, maybe, you know, like Deion. Deion doesn't go on the road.
Right.
And they're still able to attract good talent and certainly out of the portal. So maybe you're like, all right, well, there's different ways to do this right now. But we don't know. I think from what he said in his press conference, I do think he seems to understand college football landscape better than I expected.
Right.
And he did spend a lot of time around with his son, Steven, at Washington last year. But, man, there are like eight different hats you have to wear. There's like eight different jobs you have to do as a head coach in college. It is harder than the NFL. And so many of these NFL guys are just talking about it like it's a JV sport and it'll be easy. And it's like, no, this is way more complicated.
Like, you just take the pro model and now it applies to college.
It doesn't. You still got to go with the donors and talk to the teenagers, and you report to a university president and a board of trustees and an athletic director.
Nicole, I said this as we talked to Nicole Arbach, guys, one of the best college football insiders in the business. Follow her and check her out, NBC Sports. You need the kids more than they need you.
Yeah.
And that's the difference. You know, we were talking to Mike Mayock earlier, and I said, you know, this idea, he's like, why won't it work? In the pros, they draft you to come. And it's not like you're going to say no, right? And it's
also you have contracts that you have to fulfill.
This is completely different where, you know, and you can only tell so many five stars, it's my way or the highway, before your program starts to suffer. With that said, I do want to ask you this before we let you go, because we know we're in a time crunch. Who's your Heisman winner? It's Travis Hunter.
I can't answer. I'm a voter.
Oh, that's she's also she's been a sports writer of the year, by the way.
Let me get in my soapbox for a second. The Heisman Trophy should let you say who you vote for.
I agree.
There's no buzz.
Right.
The ceremony's tomorrow. There's no buzz because a lot of people have votes, and you can't say who you voted for. In the past, people would write a column. Here's 700 words about why I voted for Travis Hunter. Here's 700 words about why I voted for Ashton Jeanty. And
both are deserving.
It's great. It's a great Heisman race. And again, that's why it's a bummer there's no buzz around it because
it got real
unique.
Provincial. It got real sort of like segmented. And I don't know what,
but
I don't get it.
I think they didn't want people tallying up who publicly said that they voted. So like the lack of surprise. I mean, but now no one talks about it at all. And I think I would love to hear people's arguments and why they're doing it, especially this year. Can't go wrong. And I would love to hear it. And you just can't talk about it. But what Travis Hunter's done, we've never seen before.
Yep.
What Ashton Jeanty's done is a lot closer to Barry Sanders than what people are saying. I mean, they have the exact same amount of carries and only 131 yards difference. Like, it's incredible. But again, level of competition. There's ifs and buts for everyone.
Right.
But it's a great race.
Hey, real quick, because you're in Chi-Town, you mentioned Notre Dame.
I thought she was going to slip up.
It
was a good try.
You saw that.
It was like good cop, bad cop with a Kohler back.
Well, I was trying to be like, all right, it's like 24 hours out. Like, would someone really track me down?
They might.
The police. The Heisman police.
Transfer portal stuff. Florida State got burned by it. You see, Ole Miss kind of balances it. Kirby's got to use it. Cignetti. I don't buy it. I think you take nine guys from James Madison. They usually they
you don't think they could. You mean you don't buy that they could win?
I don't think this business model is sustainable.
Oh,
I think it's great. You could bring your James Madison class, but I mean they give him the money because it's great for Indiana. Is this guy going to make it work? Is he going to be back there? Is he going to be in this conversation next year?
Oh, I don't know if they're going to be in the playoff next year, but I like Indiana. I like Cignetti. I mean, that is a culture, right? When you talk about like instilling culture, what the JMU guys did, first of all, they got a bunch of group of five. Like their quarterback, Curtis Work, awesome. I feel like he's going to be an NFL backup forever. He was a Mac guy. Like there's a lot of group of five players in key roles. So, A, I do think there is something about talent development or talent evaluation and development. But also, I think that you bring in a bunch of guys from JMU and a bunch of staffers from JMU, you immediately set your expectations and the standards and everything about how you do. So you kind of speed that process up, and that helps next year when the guys that are here that stay can do that for the next incoming class. But no, I buy it. Okay. I buy it. I think and I love the idea of like an older coach, you know, who pivots late to be a head coach for the first time and kind of has learned from a lot of different guys over the years. He's been under Saban, all of that. Like I trust him. I don't know they'll be in the playoff conversation right. every year based on the schedule, but I trust on the build and how he's doing it.
I guess I thought he maybe had a chip on his shoulder, a few interviews where he's talking about, hey, look at us. I guess he's never been there other than at the lower level.
Yeah, I mean, I think there was a chip. I mean, he didn't get a head coaching job until he had to go to like
right.
the Indiana University of Pennsylvania. You know, so right. he wasn't getting opportunities.
Right.
And I think a lot of people said, why would you take a job at Indiana? So I think a lot of it is that in the brashness trying to get attention, trying right. to build this place up where they don't have any history of it.
Nicole, continued success. Great work. Follow her, guys. She's one of my favorites.
Great insight. We all follow you.
Oh, and, thank you.
Appreciate you stopping by. Thanks
absolutely.
Again.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Nicole Arbach, guys. NBC Sports. You can check her out. All right, we got to take a break. We're coming back. Ron Rivera is going to join us. It's Dukes and Bell live at Army Navy.